One of the main things we wanted to talk about in terms of Creative Commons is Creative Commons team up with Microsoft in June. And I wanted to just get Larry to talk a little bit about how this process happened, and then to talk a little bit more about other business development that's happening within Creative Commons and other organizations and companies that are working with the APIs. So, Larry.
Thank you, Heather. So, okay, so I'm going to eat the mic. So, obviously one of the most important challenges for Creative Commons is to make it simple for people to express the freedoms they want their creativity to carry. Make it simple in the sense that though web developers find no problem with cutting and pasting HTML code and putting it on a web page, 99% of the world, if that's what they have to do, won't do anything to express the freedoms they want to run with their content. So an extremely important early adopter of Creative Commons was movable type, which made an option, a preference, in the preference box that allowed you to mark your blog entries with Creative Commons licenses, and the person doing the blog entry would not have to think about it at all. From the very beginning of Creative Commons, we've been trying to work with a wide range of people to get them to integrate the architecture for licensing that we have into their applications, so that it becomes very simple for people to mark content with the license that they intended to carry. One of my favorites was Flickr, which built a simple application inside of the Flickr application to make it so people could say, I want my pictures marked with the following CC license. And there's going to be a lot of interesting development in the Flickr context as we begin to think about ways to actually physically mark the image using XMP as the core technology, so that increasingly images can travel as objects carrying the rights that go with them along with the objects. So Microsoft is in that same line. Microsoft came to us and said, we're interested in developing a plugin that makes it simple for people to mark their Office product Office documents with Creative Commons licenses. We'd like to offer it as an optional download, and can you help us figure out what we'd have to do that? And the answer is, sure, here's the link to the technical page on the website that shows you how to do that, and they took the link, and then they built the product. We had a lot of back and forth where they showed us the product, and we had a couple suggestions about how to make it simpler. There are some things that I thought were great about the product. For example, unlike Google, they were not afraid to use and explicitly mention the Creative Commons brand. So if you install the plugin, on the file menu, there's an option called Creative Commons, and you click on that, and it says mark with the Creative Commons license. So there's no ambiguity about exactly the structure you're opting into. Google has an advanced search web page where you can filter your search on Creative Commons licenses, but they never actually say that it's Creative Commons licenses. They just say filter it on the following kinds of restrictions. So I thought that was very good about it. We tried to get them to release the plugin as an open source application. Microsoft actually has some very good open source licenses themselves. A number of them qualify as free software licenses. And given that they didn't really intend to be making any money off of this application, why not put it out there and allow the community to actually develop it? That was one step too far for them. But in the same way that we moved the Flash community, we moved the Microsoft community. Critical thing to realize, though, is that when Creative Commons does these kinds of quote partnerships, they are not in any sense a partnership. We don't make any money off this. We don't ask for any money to help people enable them to enable Creative Commons licenses. We want this to be enabled in every single application and platform that there is. We want it to be simple for people to choose the license. But we don't want to do it in a way that in some sense compromises the mission, so that we would ever be dependent upon a particular view of what the future should be in order to fund our operation. So in this particular case, all they did was develop the product, and then they wanted to come to Heather's conference to announce it. So they came to Heather's conference to announce it. Heather not having the same standards as we do, said, oh, please give us some money so you can help fund the conference. But that was a process that's totally separate from the integration into the platform. We're talking to a bunch of people about doing this. I think as more people begin to recognize the need to mark content with CC licenses, they want to enable their clients or users to do it very easily. Especially in the online video context, for example, YouTube. They're talking about how they could enable people to select CC music or CC videos in the context of the videos that they're remixing so that they don't have any copyright issues when they actually put the videos up. We want to be infrastructure. And so to be infrastructure, you're going to have relationships with people who are actually building the infrastructure. There's been one of the reasons I came to this conference was that we really want to encourage the free software or open source software community to help contribute to that infrastructure. So with a little bit of prodding from me, WordPress was willing to match AMP Movable Type in offering a plugin to make it simple to mark the WordPress objects with CC licenses. But there are 1,000 other contexts in which open source and free software products are trying to produce content that ought to integrate the opportunity to mark that content with free licenses that ought to be running with that content. And that requires a decision by open source and free software developers to take the free culture question seriously. And that's the real continuation of what I was saying yesterday.